بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب بما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. میں اردو میں شروع کرتا ہوں, پھر جہاں ضرورت ہوگی تو انگریزی کے بھی کچھ الفاظ اس میں شامل کریں گے. حضرات علماء کرام اور دیگر سامعین کرام, میں نے تین آیتیں اس وقت آپ کے سامنے پڑھی ہیں. آئے رسائی 3 آیت کریمہ. فرس آیت کریمہ پارہ 8 فرم سورہ آراف. اینڈ سیکنڈ آیت کریمہ آلسو فرم سورہ آراف سیکنڈ رکوع لاس آیت قالا ربنا ظلمنا. اینڈ تھرڈ آیت کریمہ یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ دیز آیت کریمہ ان پارہ 11. میں بھی سم علماء تھنکنگ وائی یو چوز دیز ٹو آیت کریمہ. قال رب بما غویتنی این قال ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا. دیز ٹو آیت کریمہ قال رب بما غویتنی این قال ربنا ظلمنا آن دیز ٹو آیت کریمہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی مینشن اسٹوری آف حضرت آدم علیہ السلات وسلام این اسٹوری آف ابلیس اینڈ اسٹوری آف شیطان. اینڈ یو نو اللہ تبارک و تعالی مینشن اسٹوری آف آدم علیہ السلات وسلام ان قرآن مجید مینی مینی پارا. لائک فرسٹ پارا آلسو ان فورتھ رکو وعید قال ربک للملائکہ اینڈ پارا 8 آلسو پارا 15 آلسو پارا 16 آلسو پارا 23 سورہ سواد لاس رکو آلسو. اف وی نو ٹوٹلی اینڈ پراپرلی اسٹوری آف آدم علیہ السلات وسلام دین نیسسری وی آر پٹ ان فران آل دا آیات کریمہ ور کنیکشن ور اسٹوری آف حضرت آدم علیہ السلات وسلام. But why I brought now story of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam? Because many, many awam also know, ulama also know, story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam is a very, very famous story. But what is the highlight and what is the highlight and main point and what is the hikmah and what is the nasiha and what is the advice from story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam? And why Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala in first para mention story of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam? I just don't go more detail, but very briefly. Just think properly, why Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala brought this story? Here, listen very, very carefully. Allah subhanahu wa tabarak wa ta'ala give one command to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam also, and Allah subhanahu tabarak wa ta'ala give command Iblis also. But what is the difference between two command, between two hukam, between two order? What is the difference? Then ulama'i mubassirin say, al-awwal yata'allaku bil-amri, wa-sani yata'allaku bil-nahyi. اللہ سبحانہ تبارک و تعالی تول آدم علیہ السلام لا تقرب هذه الشجرہ وهذه صيغة النهي. والله سبحانه تبارك وتعالى طول إبليس اسجدوا لآدم وهذا أمر وذلك نهي وهذا مثبت وهذا نفي وهذا بوزيتيف وهذا نيجاتيف. ایک پوزیٹیو ہے اور ایک ہے کہ نہیں نیگیٹو ہے. ایک جگہ کام کرنے کا کہا گیا اور ایک جگہ کام نہ کرنے کا کہا گیا. اللہ سبحانہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تول آدم علیہ السلام والسلام don't go near of this tree. And اللہ سبحانہ تبارک و تعالیٰ give order to ابلیس make سجدہ تو حضرت آدم علیہ السلام. Iblis, he also got order. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, he also got order. But day after is what is happened. Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala give it command. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam also, and Iblis also, but day after what is happened. In ulama is explained and mufassirin is right. Break the order from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam also. And break the order from Iblis also. Because Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala said, don't go, and Adam alayhi salatu wassalam went. And Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala said, make sajna, and he never make sajna. Break the order from Iblis side also. And break the order from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam also. Break order, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam also, sahvan, khatan, ijtihadan, kama katabal mufassiruna. Lekin, but break the order. From Adam alayhi salatu wassalam sight also, and Iblis sight also. But, day after also, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam get great state in Jannah, and Iblis, Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala move away from his mercy and from his rahmat and from his jannat. Why? Break order Adam alayhi salam also. And break order Iblis also. But why shaitan is move away from jannat? And Adam alayhi salatu wa salam after that breaking order also may more close and more close from Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why? Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in this two ayat-e kareema. When Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala asked Iblis, why you never follow to my order? Then what the reply give Iblis? What say Iblis? قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Iblis ne kaha, aapne mujhe gumra kiya. قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. آپ نے مجھے گمراہ کیا. اس کا ترجمہ کرو. ہاں شیطان نے کیا کہا؟ آپ نے مجھے گمراہ کیا. What the شیطان? That is not my mistake. But oh my رب, that is your mistake. نعوذ باللہ من ذالک. And another side, اللہ سبحانہ و تبارک و تعالی asked آدم علیہ السلام, oh آدم, why you break my order? Then what say آدم علیہ السلام? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh my Rabb, that is not your mistake, but that is a mistake from my side. That is the difference. That is why ulama is written, what is the nasihat and what is the lesson from the story of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Then Mubassirin what do you say? تمام کے تمام مسائل کا حل. All the problem, what is the solution? What is the ilaj? What is the hal? Then ulama say, al-a'tiraf bil-jurm. Apni ghalati ka a'tiraf karo. Accept our mistake. Apni ghalati ka a'tiraf karo. If everybody accept his mistake, then no problem in society. Then no problem in community. And then no problem in family. And no problem in house also. But now what is our condition? All the time we are saying, you are wrong. All the time we say, you are wrong. By I am wrong, I am is 100% is wrong. But what are you? Aap kya karte hain? Say, no, no, I am is right, but you are wrong. From there start all the fighting. If everybody say that is my mistake, my fault, all the problem is sorted out. Now, I just mentioned another ayat also. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wakunu ma'as sadiqin. And some ulama also, I just take few minute time, inshallah ta'ala. They, you know, very famous king in India is Akbar Badshah. Everybody knows Akbar Badshah. His cabinet, parliament, uski majlis mein, fi majlis hi, on his cabinet, on his parliament, 9 is ratan. Ratan is Sanskrit word, and ratan meaning is diamond. On his cabinet, his parliament member, 9 parliament member. And from in 9 parliament member, 1 is leader. And name of the leader is Birbal. He's very, very famous person. Just more clear, this ayat-e-kareema, that's why I brought the story of Birbal also. And Birbal is very, very intelligent person. Very, very intelligent person. And all the cabinet member, all the time, they got jealousy also, and hasad also with the Birbal. And they tell all the time, Akbar Badshah, why you so much look after the Birbal? We are also member, and why you not look after me? Like in our madrasa also sometimes, Talba say, why you give it more number? In imtihan time, all the time you look at that side, why you not look at my side? Like that is happened in madrasa also, sometime in muridin also. Why my sheikh look at that side more and never look at my side? So the 8 member of parliament, they came to Akbar, and they told Akbar, why you all the time in small thing, big thing, you just make mashwara with the Birbal and no make any mashwara with me, but us. Then Akbar said, I know, that is, miyan e aashik wa maashuk raziyas. Hum dono ke darmiyan mein ek raaz hai. I know very well why I all the time call Birbal and never call you people, because he is very, very intelligent. One day Akbar sitting on with the, all the companion on his darbar, on his estate, and suddenly one person came to Akbar. And he bring 2 flowers. And these 2 flowers, same size, same rang, same color, everything is same. And smell also same. Smell also is same. The person came to Akbar and asked, Akbar, you are king of India. Just tell me, this between 2 flower, which one is real and which one is fake? Ek hota hai haqiqi phool, aur ek hota hai banavati phool. Jaise plastic ke hote hain, real fruit, in veggie, fruit vegetable, and some fruit in our sitting room also, in table also. So they asked, what is the real flower from between these 2 flower? Then Akbar said, all right, leave it there. And they call all that is cabinet member, all. And say, bhai, you people just find out what is the one real one and what is the is fake one. They, all the 8 member, they try so much and so much, but they never find out. And they after call to Birbal. They say, why you just find out? He say, all right. He took this 2 flower. He say, and come with me outside. And Birbal went to outside. And he went to in garden. And when he went to in some garden, then he took 1 flower and put the 1 tree, and another flower, another tree. And he wait 15-20 minute time. After 20 minute time, Birbal say, that is the real and that is the is fact. Akbar say, how you know? He say, you know, bee, shahad ki marki. So, bee is come that side, that is meaning is real. And bee is never come that side, that is the meaning that is fact. Is like shahad ki makhi jo hoti hai, wo haqiqi phool par baithti hai. Aur banavati phool par wo nahi baithti hai. मेरे भाइयों आप भी शेख को चूज करने से पहले गौर किया करो कि रियल है या रियल नहीं है, रियल है या रियल नहीं है। اگر ریئل ہیں تو ماشاء اللہ بڑی سعادت کی بات ہے، اور اگر ریئل نہیں ہے تو پھر بڑی دھرنے کی بات ہے. لیکن ہمارے زمانے میں بھی ٹو کائن آف فلاور، ابھی دو قسم کے فلاور زیادہ ہو گئے ہیں، ریئل بھی ہیں اور فیک بھی ہیں. یو آلسو مسٹ بی انٹیلیجنٹ لائک بیربل، فرسٹ چیک اینڈ دے آفٹر گو ٹو دیٹ سائڈ. خیر اینی وے نیور دا لیس، یا اینی وے نیور دا لیس، وہ ایک مولانا نے ہمارے یہاں بیان کیا، آئی نیور ٹیک ہز نیم بٹ جسٹ لطیفہ کے طور پر، تو انہوں نے بیان کیا ہے کہ بیان 10 منٹ ٹائم بٹ ہی از نیور دا لیس فور 25 ٹائم، تو نیور دا لیس. خیر تو بیربل نے کہا کہ بھائی دیٹ از ریئل ون اینڈ دیٹ از فیک ون، دیٹ از دا بیربل. ون ڈے اکبر بادشاہ کال آل دا 9 ممبر اینڈ دے آفٹر اکبر سے Today I give very, very, very difficult one command. Very, very difficult one hukam, one order. Then all these cabinet members say, you can tell what you want, Badshah. What you want, the king. Akbar Badshah say, there is in front of us and in front of you, there is swimming pool. MashaAllah, you know swimming pool. Aapke yahan real bhi hai aur fake bhi hai. ریئل جو ہے وہ وہاں ہے، اور جو فیک جو ہے وہ گھر کے آگے پیچھے ہیں، دونوں قسم کے سمندر آپ کے یہاں ریئل اینڈ فیک ون. تو اکبر بادشاہ سے بھائی دیٹ از ان فرنٹ آف یو دیٹ از اے بگ سوئمنگ پول. واٹ سے اکبر بادشاہ، یو آل دا 9 ممبر جسٹ گو ان سوئمنگ پول ود دا یور کلوتھ، کرتا آلسو، ٹراؤزر آلسو، ٹوپی آلسو، رومال آلسو، Amama also, socks also, everything in your body. Just go swimming pool. But when you come out from swimming pool, can't be with anything in your body. You just go to dry condition and come out dry condition. Then say, Badshah, you pagal man. Badshah, you are pagal man. Maybe something wrong today in your mind. Maybe you never take breakfast properly. Or maybe you never eat lunch properly. Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے mention, بھوکے آدمی کا زیادہ بھروسہ مت کرو. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرماتے ہیں کہ دو آدمی کو don't touch two person. دو آدمی کو مت چھیڑو. Hangry person and another person he want to go toilet. پہلے اس کو toilet میں جانے دو. اس کے بعد اس کے ساتھ بات کرو. حضرت مولانا علی میاں صاحب ہی ضرور دیز ملفوظ حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ المرتضی، اس کتاب ان المرتضی آن لاسٹ پیج ملفوظات حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. anyway, never the less, come back to main point. اکبر سے بھائی you go in water with the clothes, trouser, everything. But when you come out from the water, never nothing to wait from your clothes. Your kurta also is dry, trouser also dry, your topi also dry, amama also is dry. Go quickly. 10-15 minutes stay inside. And day after come back. But no one single drop of water in your clothes. When they heard this order, they say, ye ajeeb man, ajeeb. Aur Saadi Rahmatullah Alayhi ne likha hai na, استلونے تبع پادشاہ پر حضر بائے بود گاہے بس سلام بے رنجت و گاہے بد دشنام خلاد دیا. سعدی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے بادشاہوں کا زیادہ بھروسہ نہیں کرنے کا، کبھی سلام کرتے ہیں تو گردن اڑا دیتے ہیں اور گالی دیتے ہیں تو انعام دیتے ہیں. یہ بادشاہوں کا حال ہوتا ہے تو ان کا زیادہ بھروسہ نہیں کرنے کا. تو انہوں نے کہا یہ عجیب آدمی ہے. He says, just go in water and come out from water, but your clothes don't be dry. Don't be dry. Aur Akbar ne kaha, ke bhai if somebody outside and never wear his clothes, nothing taajub, nothing hairat. But taajub is inside of water, but clothes is never wet. That is his taajub. That is his kamal. Come on, no, you are outside of water and your clothes is very, very dry. No, no, that is not kamal. You go inside of water, but come out from water, and no one single drop from your cloth. They all listen, and nobody try to go inside. People is wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, just see nobody go inside. Then Akbar jump, Birbal does jump in water. And when he jump in the water, he stay 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour time. And when he come out from water, and all the color is wet. It's really wet. If you go in water, then really is wet. When he's come out, all the drop of water is come out. Then Akbar, what he asked? Birbal, what I tell you? Go inside. But don't wait your kalot. Why you wait your kalot? Then Akbar what say? Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Akbar, that is not your mistake. I so much try. But my kalot is come wait. Please make me maaf. That is my mistake. That is not your mistake. That is Quran say. Apni ghalati ka aitiraaf karo. Apni ghalati ka aitiraaf karonge. Sara problem jo hai wo kya ho jayega, sort out. Ab mujhe aur ek baat aapko samjhana hai. Aur wo kya baat samjhana hai? Bhai wo baat ye mujhe samjhana hai ki jaise Akbar ne kaha ki go in water but your clothes don't be wet. What is the meaning of taqwa? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. What is the meaning taqwa? Gunah karne ke sare asbab maujood hain phir bhi gunah na kare, isko kehte hain taqwa. Ka pani mein jaye aur kapde na bhige, ye taqwa hai. Aadmi pani mein jaye aur kapde na bhige. Aadmi go to mall but no make gunah, that is his taqwa. Aadmi gunah ke mahol mein jaye aur gunah ke mahol mein jane ke baad bhi gunah na kare, isi ko kehte hain taqwa. I just more clear and bring one story. And day after talk, inshallah, ta'ala is finished. What is the story of? Then some ulama say, Atha bin Yasar. And some ulama say, Sulaiman bin Yasar. Sulaiman bin Yasar, very great mufti. In Madina Munawwara. In Madina Munawwara, 7 great mufti. Abhi wo ghalti ka maine kaha na, to usko bhi dekho. Ki apni ghalti ka aitiraaf karo. مولانا نے کہا عورتیں بھی سن رہی ہیں تو غلطی کا اعتراف کرو. Husband and wife, they're sitting one table and they all together busy to eating and husband suddenly take glass and very very valuable glass, one glass may be 199 rand, very valuable glass, no plastic one and no cheap one, not pep one but Argus one, very very valuable glass. Then husband is took glass and suddenly glass is fell down. One side glass is fell down and became pieces. And another side, the heart of wife also became pieces. So when jab glass tuta, to when glass is broken, to iska side effect kya hua? Heart of wife. Wife ke dil par. Isliye ke auraton ko apni cheezon ke saath zyada mohabbat hoti. So when glass is broken and become pieces, and another side, his wife also get effect, and her heart also become pieces, and maybe her pressure is go high, then same time husband say, please mark me, suddenly it fell down glass from my hand. Then wife, what is the beautiful reply give wife? He say, no, no, oh my beloved husband, you just make mark me. Why? Because I never washed properly. That's why it fell down from your hand. That is not your mistake, but actually my mistake. Because some oil but the glass, and I never washed properly. That's why his glass fell down. So that is not your mistake. It's my mistake. Then same time husband say, maybe I get a hur in Jannat after the die, but alhamdulillah, now I got hur in dunya. So that is a lesson and that is a nasihat and sabak. Ke bhai apni ghalati ka aitiraaf karo. Apni ghalati ka aitiraaf karo. Abhi time zyada ho gaya. To جی حضرت مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجددی کا ایک واقعہ سناتا ہوں. جی میری انگریزی سمجھ رہے ہیں آپ؟ جی تو بھائی میں تو بروکن انگلش میں بات کرتا ہوں لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ کبھی بروکن انگلش سے بھی کام لے لیتے ہیں. ابھی میں نابینا کے مدرسے میں گیا تھا تو میرے ساتھ جتنے طلبہ تھے اور کچھ علماء تھے ان سے میں نے کہا اللہ ہمیں دکھاتا ہے کہ تم آنکھ والے کام نہیں کرو گے میں بغیر آنکھ والوں سے لے لوں. یہ اللہ ہمیں دکھا رہا ہے, ہمیں اس موقع پر دکھا رہا ہے کہ وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. میں نے کہا ان کو دیکھ کر میرے دل پر پہلا تاثر یہ پڑا کہ تیری ذات بے نیاز ہیں, تو اگر چاہیں اور دیکھے کہ آنکھ والے کام نہیں کر رہے ہیں میں اپنے قرآن کی حفاظت بغیر آنکھ والوں سے کر لوں گا. یہ تو اس کی قدرت ہے نا بھائی, اللہ تعالی کی شان ہے. یہ میں اس پر کہہ رہا ہوں اپنی غلطی کا اعتراف کرو. حضرت مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجددی رحمت اللہ علیہ, ہی واز ان بھوپال اینڈ آئی تھنک ہی پاسڈ اوے 1970 اور دے آفٹر. اینڈ حضرت مولانا منظور نعمانی صاحب از روٹ آن مقدمہ آف ہز ملفوظات صحبت با اہل دل. مولانا منظور نعمانی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ رائٹ, حضرت مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجددی رحمت اللہ علیہ when in Bhopal in December istima is took place and time of Hazrat ji Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alay and day after Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan sahab and Hazrat Maulana Umar sahab, Hazrat Maulana Ubaidullah sahab, Maulana Manzoor Nomani rahmatullah alay return, they all the big akabir, they sitting in front of Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab mujaddidi rahmatullah alay like small student. دیکھو تو لوٹ ریسپیکٹ اینڈ لوٹ ادب, دیٹ از حضرت مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجددی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اینڈ حضرت مولانا سید ابو الحسن علی الندوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. ہی روٹ آن ہز کتاب آل دا ملفوظات آف حضرت مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجددی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, گریٹ عالم آلسو اینڈ بگ شیخ آلسو, بٹ ڈے آفٹر وٹ از دا ہمبلنس, وٹ از دا توازو. مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجدد رحمت اللہ علیہ, ہی وین ٹو ون ولیج اینڈ 50-70 کلو میٹر فار فرام بھوپال اینڈ حضرت اسپینڈ دے وینس ڈے آلسو اینڈ تھرس ڈے آلسو اینڈ فرائی ڈے آلسو, حضرت اسپینڈ 3 ڈے ٹائم ان سمال ولیج اینڈ ہول دا ولیج پیپل کیم ٹو حضرت اینڈ میک بیت آلسو and nasihat also, zikr majlis also, everything Wednesday, Thursday. Friday morning when all the program is over and 10 o'clock, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab mujaddidi rahmatullah alayhi say, now I want just go to beg Bhopal. Then all the village people came to Hazrat and say, Hazrat, you spend Wednesday also and Thursday also, now Friday, and after maybe 3 hours, Juma time also, you just make Juma namaz here, and day after you can go, and give Juma bayan also. When people request to Hazrat, just give Juma bayan also. Then Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab mujaddidi rahmatullah alayhi say, bhai, you people make Juma namaz also in your village? Say, yeah Hazrat, from long time. Long time, every Friday we make Juma namaz. Then Hazrat say, bhai, جمعہ کی نماز دیہات میں نہیں ہوتی, نو جمعہ نماز ان ولیج اینڈ آئی کین میک مائی جمعہ نماز ان ولیج. حضرت مولانا یعقوب صاحب مجددی رحمت اللہ علیہ سے لائک دس اینڈ ٹیک ہز بیڈنگ اینڈ کم آؤٹ فرام ولیج اینڈ نیئر ون ٹاؤن ہی جسٹ وین دے اینڈ میک جمعہ نماز. ناؤ وین جمعہ ٹائم از کیم آفٹر 3 hours, 12:15, 12, دین امام صاحب از کیم. When Imam Sahib is came here, then he say, all the masjid is empty. All the masjid is empty. And from last 20 years, 25 years, every day masjid is full up. And what happened, bhai? That masjid is empty. No one come for Juma today. So Imam Sahib is get so much worry and so much fikr. But just a few people, 3, 4, 5 people, he just make Juma namaz and finish the story. And when Juma namaz is finished, then he went to village. And he just checked, then everybody sleep mashallah nicely. Not Qailula, but Laylula. Yeah. Qailula, not Qailula, but Laylula. Hamara Qailula nahi, hamara Laylula hai. Yani hum Qailula mein bhi aisa sote hain, jaisa ki raat ke andar mein sote hain. So Imam sahab say, bhai, you people ajeeb man, Juma time, Adhan is gone, Khutbah is gone, and you people never came for Juma namaz also. When Imam sahab is came, all the street people come to Imam sahab. And Imam sahab asked, why you people no came for Juma namaz? So logon ne kya kaha? Bade peer sahab aaye the. Aur bade peer sahab ne kaha ki village mein Juma ki namaz nahi ho. Hazrat is came from Bhopal. And Hazrat told us, in village, no Juma namaz. That's why ulama say, Mufti Shafi Sahib also is written, when you travel from your own town and go to another town, don't give any fatwa. Don't give any fatwa until you know what is the background. Once you find out background, day after you go fatwa. Mufti Shafi Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadah Hussain, I travel from Karachi to Peshawar. And Peshawar is so far from Karachi. And so many people come to me and ask fatwa. I say, bhai, just go to family doctor. Come to me. Don't come to me. Just go to family doctor. What is the meaning of family doctor? Tumhare yahan ke ulama se pucho. Don't ask me. Mujhse aake nahi kya mat pucho. The happen is happen. Logon ne Juma ki namaz to nahi padhi. Imam sahab ne kaha, all right, you people never make, and you are follow to big peer sahab, and peer sahab say, no Juma namaz. All right, no problem. Imam sahab ne argument nahi kiya, I never make any argument. And that time, traveling also not very easy. Imam sahab travel from this village, and come to Bhopal, take walk, 50 kilometers, 70 kilometers, take walk, and come to Bhopal. And when he came to Bhopal and asked people, where is the big peer sahab? Bade peer sahab kahan rehte hain? So people just show him, ke Hazrat on so and so masjid. Imam sahab went to Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab, Mujaddidi rahmatullahi alayhi, and make salam also. And day after sat with Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab, Mujaddidi rahmatullahi alayhi. And you know, to just talk with a big peer sahab is not very easy. Just make an appointment maybe 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before. Day after you can talk. But Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab Mujaddidi rahmatullahi alayhi se tashreef lahi. Aur Imam sahab ne kya kaha, Hazrat, if you give permission, I want to ask something. Hazrat say, no, no, what is the, kya problem hai, tell me. And Imam sahab say, Hazrat, you came to our village. And you spend 2 days time, Wednesday and Thursday, and Friday morning people ask you about Juma namaz, and you say no Juma namaz in village. And Hazrat, from your few single word, my 25 years sacrifice is gone away. Meri sari mehnat, aapke ek jumle ki wajah se zaya ho gayi. Ye wahi baat hai, وَإِنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمَ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزَنُ. And Maaz ibn Jabal se aapne kya farmaya, ya Maaz inni uhibbuka fillah. And Maaz ibn Jabal se aapne kya farmaya, wa ashara lisanihi. Aapne Maaz ibn Jabal ke samne Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam take out his tongue and make ishara with his finger and told Maaz ibn Jabal, oh Maaz ibn Jabal, very very careful before you use your tongue, because your tongue he is taking you in jahannam. So he said, Hazrat, you just say few words, but from last 25 years, make qurbani, and I make good environment, good mahol, good fiza, and from your single word, all environment is become finished. Then, attaraka ra'asahu. And then Hazrat, he put his head is down. And he said, na'uzu billah, irtakabdu zamban kabida. Wallahi, I made big mistake. To Imam sahab ne kya kaha, Hazrat? Aapne kaha ki you are very, very big mistake. But that is not enough. That is not enough. Then Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab Mujaddidi ne kya farmaya? Khalwat ke gunah, uski toba khalwat mein. Aur jalwat ke gunah, uski toba jalwat mein. What say, Hazrat? If I make mistake privately, then I make toba also privately. If I make mistake openly, then I make toba also openly. And what he say? Don't worry. Leave it, no problem. Inshallah, next week again I come to your town, your village. And Hazrat travel next week. And he travel on Friday. Thursday, after Maghrib, after Isha, he give bayan. And when bayan is over, then Hazrat say, Bhai, last week also I came to your town. And I just, you people asking me about masna for Juma namaz. But I am very sorry. I just ask maafi. Actually, in ulama istilah, I say, last Friday I give masna from mutton, but I never check hashiya. I just check mutton, but I never check a commentary on hashiya. When I went Bhopal and take our kitab, then I read mutton also and hashiya also. And in hashiya is ratan, even village people from 25 years make Juma namaz, then you can make Juma namaz is all right. So, main kya kehna chahta hoon? Ke dekho, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab Mujaddidi rahmatullah alayh, great sheikh also, great buzrug also, and many, many people's bayat also, but on his hand. But day after, he don't be shy to accept on his mistake. Unhone takabbur nahi kiya, apni galti ko kabul kar liya. Rajulan la yata'allaman fil Bukhari. Imam Mujahid farmate hain, Rajulan la yata'allaman al mustahiyu wal mustakbiru. All right, come back to Sulaiman bin Yasar. And day after bayan is finished. Maine kya kaha? Ke bhai, you just go water, but don't wear clothes. Go mall, but no make guna. That is his taqwa. Sulaiman bin Yasar say, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi ratan. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi 450 born, 505 passed away, only 55 years is old. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. And over time, what is the meaning of buzruk? Hamari yahan log puchte hain buzruk kya, kisko kehte hain? Buzruk, all teeth is come out. Alright? He can't talk also properly. And beg also in ruku. Not ruku, but in sajda. And he want to take walk with the stick. And all they hear also is why. That is his buzruk. No, that is his buzruk. Sadi rahmatullah alayhi say, Buzrugi baqlasta na basar. Buzrugi is got connection with akal, not the with the age. Buzrugi ka taluk akal ke saath hai, buzrugi ka taluk umar ke saath nahi. Hamare mashallah Maulana Huzaifa sahab dekho, buzrug aadmi hai. Shabun nasha fi ibadat rabbi, a life example. Shabun nasha fi ibadat rabbi, a life example lao bhai. To a life example maujood hai. A life example, Shabun nasha fi ibadat rabbi, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi ki mutalik, Imam al-Haramain, Abu al-Ma'ali, us zamane ke jo Imam al-Haramain the, Abu al-Ma'ali, when Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi 33 years is old, that time, Imam al-Haramain give gawai about Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, imamun fi jameel ulum. Only 33 years old, but that time, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, Imam on fi jami'il ulum, tamam ke tamam ulum ke andar mein. That is Imam Ghazali rahmatullah. He wrote the story of Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi. Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, he traveled from Madina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama and got intention to make Umrah. When Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, with his friend, with his companion, when they reached Maqam Abwa, Abwa is a very famous place, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved mother, Hazrat Amina, she is passed away on this place, Maqam Abwa. Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, with his sadi, with his friend, when he reached there, And they say, now we are very tired. What does time traveling, walking, or sometime on the camel, when they get so much tired, then Suleiman bin Yasar say, and took some money, and just go to bazaar side, and bring some food, because we are hungry also. And meantime, I just rest. When you come with the food, then wake me up, inshallah we eat, and just go to our traveling to Makkah Mukarrama. Suleiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, he just took his pillow and put on the head and just try to sleep. And tell his sadi, just go and bring some food. فَبْعَصُوا وَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرَقِكُمْ هَذِي إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ فَلِيَنْزُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى تَعَامًا. Go and bring nice food, eh? Nice food. Not only beans and brown beans, but maybe some matcha too or some debonair pizza also. Then ulama say, Allah say, فَلِيَنْزُرْ فَبْعَصُوا وَحَدَكُمْ فَلْيَنْزُرْ. What ayat? أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى تَعَامًا. Then the Quran says, when you then eat also nice food, eh? Not only beans and brown bread. أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى تَعَامًا. Bring nice food. Nice food also, Allah mentioned in Quran Majid. Just go and bring some food. Then Suleiman bin Yasar is asleep. His friend is went to buy some food. When Suleiman bin Yasar is asleep and deep sleep, and suddenly, one woman came to Suleiman bin Yasar. And he, alhamdulillah, sleep, deep sleep, because he's tired also. And ulama is written, Imam Ghazali also written, Suleiman bin Yasar, wajuhu kal badri al-munir. Suleiman bin Yasar is fish like 15 night of moon, 14 night of moon. Very, very khubsurat, beauty also. When Suleiman bin Yasar is sleep, suddenly from mountain, when young ladies come down from mountain, because other people stay in mountain also, and she also, one side is Badr, and one side is Shams. Vashams of Al-Qamar. Now I read one kitab by Huzaifa, in Arabic, Yusuf Al-Ahlam, name of kitab. So they mention, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam mentioned his dream, and he said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkama wa shams wal qamar ra'aytuhum li sajidin. Then he mentioned, why Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala bring first shams and day after is qamar. Then he gave reply, because shams meaning is mother and qamar meaning is father. And ulama is mentioned, haq dono ke hain, walid ke bhi hain aur walida ke bhi hain. علماء نے لکھا ترمذی شریف کی شرح توبت العلمائی پانچویں جل توبت العلمائی میں لکھا ہے دونوں کا حق ہے فادر اور مدر کا لیکن فرماتے ہیں تعظیم کے اندر میں باپ کا حق پہلے ہے اور خدمت کے اندر میں ماں کا حق پہلے ہے قرآن بتلانا چاہتا ہے کہ ماں کا حق پہلے ہے اس لئے یہاں شمس کو پہلے رکھا اور قمر یعنی باپ کو بعد میں رکھا والشمس والقمر اور کم بکتو اصل اسٹوری Suleiman bin Yasar, that is Jumla Mu'tariza. Suleiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, he was deep sleep. Then one lady come from mountain. And she is took from leg of Suleiman bin Yasar's finger. When his finger and give harkat, then Suleiman bin Yasar wake up. And when he wake up, then Yusuf alayhi salam seen dream. Inni ra'aytu ahad ashara kawkaba wa shamsa wal qamar. But he on wake up time see shamsa and qamar. Suleiman bin Yasar see suddenly, oh, ye chand kahan se aa gaya? Tala al-badru alayna. Ye moon kahan se aa gaya? Moon is come out. Then Suleiman bin Yasar, an-nazratul ula laka wa saniyatu alayka. First time he see and second time look down. An-nazratul ula laka wa saniyatu alayka. First time maaf and but second time same time he look at down. And he say, what you want? So this lady, she come down from mountain, she say, As'aluka, as'aluka. I want something. Then Suleiman bin Yasar put his hand on his pocket and took out some dinar and some dirham and tried to give it to her. He said, take this dirham and dinar. When Sulaiman bin Yasar give it dinar and dirham, that is now remember story of Birbal. You in water, but clothes don't dry. Clothes don't wet. In front of your chan, in front of your kamar, in front of your woman, and all the asbab maujood, guna karne ke, sare asbab maujood hain. But what say Akbar? Go in water, but don't wet clothes. Don't wet clothes. Ab match ho jayega, matching. Wo story aur ye story. Matching ho jayegi. Sulaiman bin Yasan ne kaha, tuk dinar go. To aurat ne kaha, no, as'aluka ma tas'alul mar'atu min zawjiha. As'aluka ma tas'alul mar'atu min zawjiha. Hey Sulaiman, I got enough dinar in my house. I got enough dirham in my house. I got enough gold also. Enough silver also in my house. I don't want to need dinar. I don't want to need dirham. I need what need lady from her husband. When she said I have death, then Sulaiman bin Yasar said, A'udhu billahi min zalik. A'udhu billahi min zalik. And same time, he just make wuzu. And after the making wuzu, he just went to his ruku. Main ye kissa Gujarat mein bhi kehta hu. Aur jab main Gujarat mein kehta hu to kya kehta hu? Ki agar hamare Gujarat mein aisa kissa pesh aaya hota, to log kehte hain ki bhai ghar raate Ganga Haveli se. Yani jab samne water aa gaya to phir hote after make two rakat namaz and finish toba. But lekin Sulaiman bin Yasan ne kya kaha? Same time is make wuzu and start namaz and he's gone ruku and after he's gone ruku he start karai and what is Sulaiman bin Yasar? As-sijna ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. As-sijna ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. Oh my Allah, I want to go, jail is all right, but I can't make this guna. I can't make this guna. And he start karai and karai. Ye wo baat hai, ittaqullah. What is the meaning taqwa? Gunah karne ke sare asbab hain. Aur asbab ke bawajood aadmi gunah na kare. Isi ka naam rakha jata hai taqwa. Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, when his namaz is finished, and that time she is run away, maybe another people is coming, and some problem is come out, she is run away. Sulaiman bin Yasar namaz is finished, and day after busy to cry and cry. After half and three quarter hour his friend is came. He come with the food and everything. And put food in front of Sulaiman bin Yasar. And say, Sulaiman, start eating. But he start to cry. Then his friend asked, Sulaiman, why you no cry, man? Just start it. You also hungry, I also hungry. Why you cry? What is the matter? What is the qissa? What is the problem? Allah ke nek bande jo hain, wo apne nek amal ko zahir nahi karte hain. Tum pe ko shimal ho, la ta'lam yamino. Allah ke nek bande everything put in secret. Wo apne don't want to make aylan, who is neki, who is good deed. Wo apne nek amal ko zahir nahi karte hain. Unka saathi jo hain, wo pressure rakhta hai. Tell me what happened. Tell me what happened. Why you cry? Hamare jaisa hota to bandaye naachis ke saath ye waqia hai. Hum to aisa kehte aur naachis ke andar mein sari baatein aa jati. To Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullah alayh ne kya kaha? Leave it, man. But why you cry? Then what beautiful reply gives Sulaiman bin Yasar? Tazakkar to binti as-saghira. Tazakkar babe tafaul. Kyunki wo khamokha ke liye takalluf kar rahe the na. To kya kaha? Tazakkar to binti as-saghira. Leave it, man. 1 week is gone. And I never see my small daughter. That's why I cry. I never see from last 1 week my small daughter. That's why I cry. He said, leave it, man. Don't make a story. Don't make a story. 3 days and now you remember your small daughter. Tell me, what is the real story? Then Sulaiman bin Yasar, if you ask me, I don't want to tell you. But because you pressure, that's why I tell you. And he repeated the whole day story, I sleep and happen this and that. When Sulaiman bin Yasar rahmatullahi told the story of his friend, then his friend, he make wuzu. And put, leave it put one side. And he went to Raku. And he start karai. Now he start karai. 10-15 minutes finished, then Suleiman bin Yasar say, bhai, anything happen is with me, but what happened with you? Why you cry? Then friend of Suleiman bin Yasar say, tumhara rona shukra ka, tumhara rona khauf ki wajah se hai, aur mera rona shukra ki wajah se hai. Law kuntum makanaka lafaltu zalika. Agar main teri jagah par hota, mujhse ye guna ho jata. Allah tera shukr hai ke khana to bahana ban gaya aur main guna se bach gaya. To unke saathi ne kya kaha, your cry for khauf and my cry for shukr. If I am your place, maybe I can do this guna. I make shukr of Allah, you send me to buy food and they become an excuse to become pak from guna. To aapka rona khauf ki wajah se hai aur mera rona jo hai wo shukr ki wajah se hai. Isko kehte hain taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Lekin mere bhaiyo ek baat yaad rakhun, inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. Hum ehsaan karne wale ke ajr ko zaya nahi karte hain. Surah Kahf, inna la nudhi'u ajra man ahsana amala. Jo acha amal karne wale hain, acche amal karne wale ko hum zaya nahi karte hain. Wa kana abuhuma saliha. Wo to nek nahi the, lekin wo bacche to nek nahi the, wo to baad mein shayad nek banenge. Lekin un bachchon ka baap nek tha, to bachchon ke baap ki neki ki wajah se apne zamane ke do paigambar Musa aur Khizr, tashreeh aur takween ke jo paigambar hain, yatim ki hifazat ke liye bheja, isliye ke baap nek tha. La nudiyo ajra man hasan amela. Allah neki karne wale ke amal ko zaya nahi karte. When Suleiman bin Yasar rahmatullahi alayhi come to Makkah Mukarrama, and when he's finished his Umrah, Tawaf is finished, and Safa Marwa Sa'i is finished, all the Amal Umrah is finished, and get tired, then he came Maqam Ibrahim, and that time not so much crowd also, he just tried to sleep. When they sleep on the Maqam Ibrahim, then suddenly he see in dream, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam came in dream and make salam. Assalamu alayka ya Suleiman bin Yasar. Then Suleiman bin Yasar say, wa alaykum assalam. And day after Suleiman bin Yasar say, who are you? Aap kaun hai? Kaana Yusuf. Then Suleiman bin Yasar say, Yusuf al-Siddiq. Yusuf al-Siddiq say, yeah, I am Yusuf al-Siddiq. Then Suleiman bin Yasar say, your story with the Zulaikha is very, very taajub. Yusuf alayhi salam say, no, your story in Maqam-e Abwa, more taajub. Your story in Maqam-e Abwa, that is more taajub. Then Imam-e Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi ratan, Suleiman bin Yasar, unhone apne aap ko zina se bachaya, Allah ne khab mein nabi ki ziyarat karayi. Zina se apne aap ko bachao, Allah nabiyon ki ziyarat khab ke andar mein karayenge. Allah paak mujhe bhi samajhne ki taufeeq ata farmaye, aapko bhi samajhne ki taufeeq ata farmaye. My English also is broken and my talk also is broken. If any mistake, inshallah taala maulana Huzaifa after the bayan, he just little but islah for me ke hazrat don't say like that, just say like that. To main unse request bhi karta hu, darkhas karta hu, if any mistake, inshallah he is make correct. Allah taala mujhe bhi taufeeq ata farmaye aur aapko bhi taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Har aadmi ka ek weak point hota hai, to mera bhi ek weak point hai ke time ki pabandi nahi hoti, time kabhi kabhi over ho hi jata hai. To aap se bhi maafi mangte hain. Hazrat aap dua kar lijiye, maula Huzaifa aap dua karo. Log kehte hain ki aap musafir hain, aap dua karo. Musafir ki dua qabul hoti hai. To musafir banne se aadmi wali nahi banta. Mufti Saeed sahab ne Tohfatul Almai mein likha hai ki aap musafir hain, dua karo na, to wo khush ho jata hai ki I am wali hai. Because I am traveler, to I am traveler, therefore I am is wali and my dua is accepted. To kya aisi baat nahi hai, safar karne ki wajah se aadmi wali nahi banta hai, balki farmaya ki safar mein aadmi jo hai apne ghar ko yaad karta hai, apni family ko yaad karta hai, आदमी कहीं भी रहता हो लेकिन आदमी को घर में जो आराम है वो आराम कहीं भी आदमी को नहीं मिलता है। अब चूंकि वो अपने घर को याद करता है, बीवी को, बच्चों को, फैमिली को, तो उसका दिल टूटा हुआ है और टूटे हुए दिल के पास अल्लाह रहता है। इसलिए कहा मुसाफिर से दुआ कराओ। बाकी ये आप मत समझना कि आप अगर जौबक आ गए तो वली बन जाएंगे। तो ये मैंने आपको हिकमत बता दी कि भाई मुसाफिर से क्यों दुआ करने का कहा जाता है। कहा उसका दिल टूटा हुआ है और अल्लाह टूटे हुए दिल के पास रहते हैं। इसलिए हदीस में फरमाया किसी का दिल मत तोड़ो, इसलिए कि टूटे हुए दिल के पास अल्लाह रहता है। और यूं फरमाया कि सडनली खुश करो, अचानक खुश करो, अचानक खुश करेंगे। अब्दुल्लाह इब्ने मुबारक फरमाते हैं, लात हसन में लिखा है, अब्दुल्लाह इब्ने मुबारक फरमाते हैं कि अगर आपने सडनली किसी मुसलमान को खुश कर दिया, बगैर हिसाब किताब के जन्नत में जाएंगे। इस उम्मत की खासियत यह है कि छोटा अमल अजर बहुत बड़ा दिया जाएगा। ये मतन है, इसकी शरह दूसरे सफर में। अल्लाहुम्मा सल्ली अला सय्यिदना मुहम्मद व अला आलि सय्यिदना मुहम्मद व बारिक वसल्लम। ऐ अल्लाह हम सबके गुनाहों को माफ फरमा, हमारी खताओं से दरगुजर फरमा, कहने में सुनने में गलती हो गई हो तो उसको माफ फरमा दीजिए। ऐ अल्लाह हम आपके सामने अपनी जहालत का भी एतराफ करते हैं, कम इल्मी का भी एतराफ करते हैं। हम सबके इल्म में बरकत अता फरमाइए, हम सबके इल्म में बरकत अता फरमाइए, तकवा तहारत वाली जिंदगी नसीब फरमाइए। ऐ अल्लाह हमारे घरों में चैन सुकून अता फरमा दीजिए। ऐ अल्लाह तो अपने खास करम फजल से हम सबकी उम्रों में बरकत अता फरमा, और रमजान का चांद आफियत की हालत में देखना नसीब फरमा, और मसर्रतों की हालत में ईद का भी चांद देखना नसीब फरमा, रमजान की इफ्तारियां भी नसीब फरमा, सहरियां भी नसीब फरमा, रमजान की तहज्जुद भी नसीब फरमा, और इफ्तार से पहले की दुआएं भी हमें नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह पूरी आफियत और सलामती के साथ महीना गुजर जाए, अल्लाह इसका फैसला फरमा। रमजान के महीने में पूरे दुनिया में अमन व अमान को कायम फरमा, खास तौर से हमारे इस मुल्क में हर किस्म की चोरी से, डकैती से, रॉबरी से, कत्ल के वाकयात से। अल्लाह तो रमजान में हमको चैन दे देना, सुकून दे देना, पूरे खानदान में, फैमिली में इलाहल आलमीन आफियत अता फरमाना, और आफियत के साथ तो हमारा महीना पूरा करा देना, आफियत के साथ शुरू कराना और आफियत के साथ पूरा करा देना। अल्लाह खुशी की हालत में रमजान का भी चांद, और अल्लाह खुशी की हालत में ईद का चांद देखना भी नसीब फरमा, और तमाम की तमाम इबादतों के करने की तौफीक अता फरमा। ऐ अल्लाह तू अपने करम से, अपने फजल से हमारी दुआओं को कबूल फरमा। اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله